This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jessica Lee Garrion. Date of birth, September the 11th, 1978. Case ID number is 538-5636. Date of exam, April the 6th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/26/2023. Identifying information. This is a 45-year-old single female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of schizophrenia/depression, and ulcers/gastritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she was a hairstylist for 10 years. During that time, she worked part-time, 4 to 5 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her parents in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, schizophrenia/depression. Number two, gastric ulcers/gastritis. History of allegations. Number one, schizophrenia/depression. The claimant states that in 1990, she developed problems of schizophrenia and depression. She has been hospitalized 2 times, one in 1990 and the other one in 1991, secondary to a suicidal attempt. The claimant has had multiple traumatic events in her life. She did attempt to overdose on pills at one time and has problems with hearing voices 24 hours per day, 7 days out of the week. She states that she feels like she is being vandalized and she is being watched constantly. She also states that there's someone out to get her and to kill her, and that she is definitely on the terrorist watch, that she has looked it up and found that she is being monitored by the FBI as a terrorist. She also states that she is being zapped by direct energy weapons, and this has caused her to gain a lot of weight. She also states that there's gangsters that are watching her from the street and that people are laughing at her. The claimant also states that she's on a list for the silent dagger, slow dagger, white chove. And appears to be somewhat paranoid about going out or being around other people. The claimant was in a motor vehicle accident secondary to her boyfriend trying to kill her and her children, and did sustain an amputation of one of the tips of the toes because of that. She feels that scientists are experimenting with her. The claimant also has severe allergic reactions to hives and states that she wakes up every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, every night. The claimant states she's also been attacked by drive-by shooters. The claimant appears to be very paranoid at this time. She's presently on trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, and aripiprazole, 10 milligrams QAM. She feels very deeply about these thoughts that she has and feels that they are true, and is taking large amounts of Tylenol, approximately 10 per day, which may be causing her itchiness. She is being treated at this time. However, her condition is not stable. She was diagnosed with schizophrenia / depression. Allegation number two, gastric ulcers / gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant states that in 2018, she was diagnosed with multiple gastric ulcers and states that she was vomiting up blood and passing blood through her stools. She states that she has a heartburn type sensation located in her mid-chest area, which radiates up to her esophagus. She states this pain can last for 1 hour, and it's a pain that she has every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, constipation, melena, hematemesis, and weakness. She denies any weight loss. She is unable to eat any kind of meat at this time. She was diagnosed with multiple gastric ulcers that were bleeding, and she was placed on sucralfate, 1 gram BID, which she states helps a little bit. She's also stated that although it wasn't diagnosed, that there was a possibility that she had a hiatal hernia. Family history: her father is 69 and alive. He has heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes. The mother is 55 and has a hiatal hernia and gastroesophageal reflux disease. Medications: trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, aripiprazole, 10 milligrams QAM, sucralfate, 1 gram BID, and Benadryl, 50 milligrams TID. She also takes Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 10 times per day. Medical problems: schizophrenia / depression, history of gastric ulcers with bleeding, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Major surgeries: 2007, secondary to a motor vehicle accident. She had her right second toe distal area amputated, which was just the toenail. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant does take marijuana. She did use marijuana in middle school and has not used it since. She denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 212 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 136 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 105 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 25. General: this is a 45-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She does not appear to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. The claimant has delusions and does appear to have multiple schizophrenic type of signs and symptoms. She feels that people are after her, and she was somewhat paranoid even coming to my office. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant did not present with any glasses. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant appeared to have multiple wheezes throughout her lung fields. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and mildly distended on palpation. The claimant had normal active bowel sounds with auscultation and had some epigastric tenderness with palpation. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was somewhat inappropriate for the time. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. The claimant is somewhat paranoid and delusional and appears to think that everybody is after her. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? To the second paragraph, there is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right lower leg, where the claimant appears to have a peroneal nerve sensory pain, possibly coming from the distal toe amputation. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to schizophrenia and delusional psychotic features, along with some depression. Probable diagnoses, number one, schizophrenia / depression, being treated at this time. The claimant does appear to have some kind of paranoid psychotic features and does appear to be somewhat mildly depressed. She is being treated, but her condition does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegations number two, gastric ulcers / gastroesophageal reflux disease, being treated with sucralfate. The claimant has not passed any more blood, but she appears to have problems with severe gastritis and is unable to eat meat at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jessica Lee Carrion.